Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you on this Friday. A few NBA playoff games tonight. We'll get into the weekend action as well. And I want to start with the Bucks. This one now will be in Indiana. I think the Pacers will be fired up after that stellar Game 2 performance where Indiana shot 55% from the field, 44% from three. Everything was working for them. I can't help but keep my eye on Siakam props here. I mean, he's just been, I think, the most experienced player for the Pacers. So if they're going to continue this, they're going to need big contributions from him. His point prop, 26.5. Looking at the over on that one, Joe. But overall, what do you like in this one?
Yeah, well, the Siakam thing is, what's going on with Giannis? Is he definitely going to be out again? Because that's the angle. He's just taking over these games. I don't think he's going to play. But is he going to play at some point in the series? They listed him as doubtful yesterday. Chris Middleton was listed as questionable. So I'm assuming he's not going to play, but my concern is, what if you play a Siakam number that is now inflated, you know, reacting to what he did over the last couple of games, and then it doesn't hit? I've been betting Siakam points and rebounds. That number's at 37.5. He's crushed that number in both games. So I don't know if we're there yet where you might have to walk away, because game one was 49, game two was 48. But I also can't sit here and say that there's value on it. Man, you would think
now you're
at home. I don't know. 37.5, would you still bet it? I think it was 34.5 in game two when I bet it.
You're talking about Siakam for points?
And rebounds.
Yeah. And rebounds. Yeah. I like it. I still don't think I'm ready to get off the Siakam props. I'd probably just stick to points at like -122. I get it. It's not like plus money. But even if Giannis does play, coming off that calf injury, is he going to be limited in any capacity? I just don't know until I see differently. I mean, the other angle you could take is like, now, you know, the Pacers are at home. Is there some role players that you want to look towards that maybe could step up?
Yeah. Reed Wallach was talking about Haliburton. It's tough. Do you trust him yet? Touches are there. As far as potential assists in the playoffs, he's got the most in the playoffs. He's averaging over 20. So if you want to go points and assists, which that number is at 28.5, we know he has the potential to score more. It's just been tough to trust that. Man, that number feels a little bit too high. Like, I want to bet that prop with Haliburton, but it's probably too high. As far as this game goes, Pacers, 5.5. Most places had it listed at 6, but it's 5.5 at BetMGM. The total is the exact same that we saw in game number 2. That game 2 went over the total. So it's low-ish for the pace that these two teams play at. Do you have an angle on the game?
I really don't. I do have one more prop I was looking at. Don't laugh at me, but Obi Toppin over 7.5 points. He had 9. I knew you were going to do this, but he had 9 last game, only 4 the game before that. But you look at his regular season points, he flies over that. And now that, you know, just the whole theory that the bench might step up at home, that's when they play well. Maybe you'll get something from Obi Toppin.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle. Yeah, you would only consider bench props for the home team. That would be the only
spot.
Exactly. If you're betting on Obi Toppin props, you probably think the Pacers are going to cover, right? bench plays well, supports the
yes,
team.
Yes, that's a good point. I also think in the playoffs, some of the star players, like, I'm staying away from Halliburton. I don't know what to expect from him. And sometimes it's, I think the props are just harder to figure out. And I think sometimes you can find an edge betting on some of these guys that no one else is betting on or thinking of.
My first thought when I saw the six was just that that's kind of heavy, which makes me think the Pacers might just roll. So, like, is this just a, like, blowout spot for them? I don't know. Like, I want to take the six with Milwaukee, but man, am I just gonna be looking up at halftime? They're gonna be down 20 and it's gonna be over.
Dame's is 30 and a half. He scored 34 again, so he beat that number. If they're losing, he's still gonna be scoring. Higher pace game, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if the over hits again. This is low for these two teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not laying six, though, with the Pacers. I'm not. I think every time they change spots, like, they're just going to keep splitting until we get to game seven in the end.
I mean, yeah, and what if Giannis plays and he looks good or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the NBA.
I'll go. Man, I don't love as much in this game. I guess I would go Siakam points and rebounds as long as Giannis is out, because hasn't adjusted enough. So I would expect that to continue. But if it goes much higher, I probably have to walk away. So that, yeah, I'll go back to that as my play from this game.
All right, Clippers Mavericks, the spread at 4.5, total at 213, much lower than that other game we were just talking about. Any strong opinions on the side here?
On the side, 4.5. I would take the dog if I'm doing anything, but I'm not really interested in it. Like the last series I was talking about, I think this one's going to be a long series where it's going six or seven games. So it's a matter of figuring out, okay, which one's the Clippers going to win, which one's the Mavs going to win. The under hit in both games in this series. It is 10 points lower than where we started the series in game number one. So yeah, lower scoring than most people have expected. What do you do here? Do we fade Kawhi? Dare we?
Maybe. I was actually looking at Paul. I want to find out Paul George. He's having a good series. Maybe his PRA over is what I had my eye on.
Yeah. I expect Kawhi to improve as the season moves along. And there's probably a little bit of overreaction right now because the point is only 22.5 for Kawhi. So I don't think it's time to fade him. Like, market-wise, you're probably buying in at the wrong time. And maybe it just takes a game or two for him to get his legs from under him. So, yeah, what, he scored 15 points the other day, had only 7 rebounds. That was in 35 minutes of action. You know he's going to improve. So it's probably a little bit dicey since it is Kawhi and you know what he can do. I would not go that route.
So for Paul George, his PRA, 24.5. Over is minus 104, where I'm looking 28 last game, 30 the game before that. He's been looking good for them, so I think that'll be the look for me prop wise. Paul George over points, rebounds, and assists.
So looking at rebounds, where are we, Zubats? Because his rebounding chances have been through the roof. Like, he's up there with one of the highest in the playoffs. 23 rebounding chances per game so far. So he's at 10.5. Little plus money on the over. I would go over that number. He had 12 last game. Yeah, I'd go over 10.5 boards.
Luka's totals at 9.5.
For just rebounds?
Yeah, it's high, right?
It's his assist number. You probably want to do some combination with Luka.
9.5.
Assist number's 9.5.
Maybe I wonder what a double-double, triple-double for him.
Yeah, the rebounds were down a little bit, but the assists are going to be there because the potential assists every game, they're up there. With rebounding, it's always difficult to predict with him. That was on the low end his last game. He has one of those once in a while. He's usually close to the double figures. Triple-double at home, not a bad look.
Yeah. His points prop seems pretty sharp at 33.5, 32 last game, 33 the game before that. I don't know if I'd touch that because you just don't know what area. Like maybe he's getting it with assists and that's why the triple-double or just PRA or something like that could be a better look.
Yeah, points and assists, 43.5. PRA is 52.5. God, that's a high number.
This is what I'm talking about with the star players in the playoffs. It's like, no way. You're better off just looking at the under.
At what point? Well, was the total adjusted too much? So at what point do you play the over? Are we going to see a higher scoring game at some point?
Well,
the last one was really low scoring.
Yeah. I'm probably not touching the total.
Okay.
It is 10 points lower than that other game, too? It seems low.
96-93 last game. So maybe that was rock bottom. So if I'm playing the total, I would play the over. Remember in that first game, the Mavs they scored like 8 points in the second quarter. We're not going to see another quarter like that out of them. So I would go over, but both teams have been out to pretty slow starts in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Man, the Suns need to get a W. They've got to be desperate here. Like, what do we do with this one? Now they're 4.5-point favorites at home. I mean, the pressure's on now as Minnesota leads this series 2-0.
It feels like what we saw last night with Orlando and Philly. I know matchup-wise, it's been all Minnesota, and we understand why with that defense. But also, by going to Phoenix, getting that home crowd behind them, we know how it can be in the playoffs. That's very different than the scene that we saw up in Minnesota. It's kind of like a plug-your-nose bet. I'll take Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Phoenix at home, minus 4.5, even though that Grayson Allen injury is not good for the Suns. But I will take Phoenix, expecting some sort of a bounce back here.
Yeah, I think so, too. So are we looking at Durant? Who's going to step up?
He's been the guy.
He should be the guy.
Yeah.
Talk about pressure. Well,
they probably need to cut. They need one of the other dudes. Like, are we just done with Booker?
Beal? I'm done with Beal. That guy is, I don't know. His points prop 17.5. Juice to the over.
I'm staying away from that. I'm just going to back the Suns in the game. Because I'm sick of trying to figure out how it's going to.
Who's going
to. Going to lay out with off. The players. Yeah, yeah. It could be. I could see one of the other two, though, doing something. Gobert's tough. I think he's going to get a million rebounds. Does every game. The Edwards angle is interesting because game one, he was phenomenal. And then they did a good job on him in game two, but Minnesota's still victorious.
I wonder if they're giving you anything on a Gobert double-double.
I'd assume not. Right?
Because
he's an automatic for double figures with rebounds. So
I see minus 175.
Yeah.
Parlay
it with something. Okay.
He did not get there in game two, believe it or not. 18-9. Yeah, his rebounds were down in the last one.
So he had 18 points. 13.5 is his prop for points. Maybe that's the play.
Yeah, I'll
stay away from that.
Nurkic had a double-double last game against him.
Maybe parlay them both to get one. Same game,
I'm just going to play Phoenix.
It feels like a Phoenix spot.
Yeah.
But what about Anthony Edwards? What's he doing? Besides talking trash to KD and calling him old.
Which is funny. But, you know, everybody said he had a terrible game. He still had 8 assists in that game. Like, he was contributing to their victory. It was just paying attention to the point total. He was 3 for 12. I know you're going on the road, but my expectation is that you're going to see a better performance out of Edwards. It was
That's
just
what I'm thinking. Surprising
to see it at home. So his point total is 24.5.
I think there's probably value, and this is a bounce back spot for him.
Yep. I hear you.
This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Up next, the 2-minute drill. NBA playoffs, MLB, some draft day, day 2. It's all next on the BetQL Network.